Ephesians in the Heart, Commentary for the September 30th, 2023 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. Have you ever felt lost and alone? Does it sometimes seem like no one understands your need for love and acceptance? Have you felt trapped by circumstances that seem to reveal no way out of the situation? One of the most enduring images of Christianity is Jesus rescuing the lost sheep. In that parable, the shepherd leaves the entire flock of sheep in safety and goes in search of one that has strayed. Finding the lost lamb, the shepherd brings it back home, and all celebrate its return. The brief parable raises as many questions as it answers. How did the sheep come to be lost? Was it simply wandering off on what it thought was a better path? Was it abandoned by the rest of the flock? Did the shepherd already have a good idea of where to find it? Why did the shepherd never give up until the lamb was found? Already in the early church, they understood that the shepherd represented Jesus, and the lamb represented those who had strayed from God. But Paul took it a step further. He revealed it was not a single lamb straying. We all have strayed. This may reveal why sheep do not rescue sheep. We cannot even rescue ourselves. Though we roam with the largest of flocks, we are as lost as that lonely sheep wandering some distant hillside. We may feel secure with our numbers and surrounded by the physical presence of the sheepfold, but we are nonetheless no more secure than the lost. In some ways, we may even be less secure, for we do not see how lost and dependent on God's grace we truly are. When we fail to realize that, bizarre things can happen within the flock. The flock can convince themselves that since the shepherd is out looking for the lost sheep, they themselves must be already safe, a remnant destined for heavenly rewards. Furthermore, since the shepherd is long delayed in returning, someone needs to take charge of the flock in his absence. So a few more forward sheep convince the flock to gather to elect a leader. Trusting in the intentions of the ones saying this is necessary, they elect a sheep to lead the flock. Out of concern for the flock's safety, the leader cites past dangers that have come among them to the detriment of the flock. It is decided a method must be developed to sort genuine sheep from those simply wearing a woolen coat. This seems a good plan, and a rule is developed to sort the sheep. Over time, as some come to question the leadership of fellow sheep as opposed to the leadership principles of the actual shepherd, the rules are revised to indicate that such questions are indicators of sheep who are not loyal to the flock. This is a new development. It was clear that threats like wolves must be kept from coming among the flock, but these are fellow sheep. How is this to be handled? Eventually, it is decided that since these errant sheep are also a danger, they must be expelled, or at least ostracized. Despite the new rules, the questions about their need do not cease. For fear of reprisal, the questioning may go underground, but the questions continue to be asked. In response, the rules keep changing to prevent the possibility of any new questions arising to threaten control over the flock, control that is only said to be necessary to protect the flock from danger. Examples are made of a few sheep who continue to ask unsettling questions about the rules. As a result, everyone wears their approved sheep persona while with the flock, but slowly and steadily a trickle begins as more and more sheep wander off, distrusting the elected leadership that seems to have little problem perpetuating their leadership since opposition by those who dissent is silenced. Finally, things get to the point where the leading sheep can no longer ignore the numbers. So they go in search of sheep to replace the missing flock members. They seek sheep that have never known the shepherd, sheep that are willing to follow the rules set forth by the flock. Grateful for finding a fold to accept them, they proceed to outdo the original sheep in their loyalty to the rules. After all, if the rules are what created this haven, then the rules must be observed. Eventually, they notice even the loyal sheep are not following every letter of the rules. And they question leadership about this. To be consistent and maintain control over the flock, the leaders, now backed into a corner, must become more zealous at enforcing the rules, lest even the new members bolt. The leading sheep trying to maintain their position are often simply treading water in order not to drown in the swirling currents of chaos their efforts have created. The new sheep are striving hard to follow the rules perfectly to earn their right to be in the flock. The older sheep, recognizing that such perfection was never demanded by the shepherd, determine that those in charge have lost sight of what the shepherd taught and disassociate from what they've decided is a straying leadership. Some pay the price for that and are evicted from the fold, but most learn to keep silent and disengage while praying and waiting for the shepherd's return. They see little to gain by leadership creating ever more detailed rules for the flock. While those rules make it very clear who is in the flock and who is not, no one feels more secure, despite repeated warnings of the dangers that exist if the rules are not maintained as the basis for the flock's existence. Eventually, rumors are heard that the shepherd has been seen, but the rumors are discounted because their source is those who were either removed from the flock or left. He obviously would not be visiting sinners when his precious flock has been waiting for him. But his return must be very near since we have waited for so long and have remained rigorously loyal to him, they feel. We have purged all those who are of a sinful character. We have fought a constant battle over sin in our ranks. When we identified it, we did our best to make sure it had no voice among us. No discordant bleeding has been allowed for some time. Surely we are far more ready for his return than those who have corrupted their number by leaving us. In preparation, the leading sheep begin to pore over the rules, looking for any detail they may have missed. Was there any element of rebellion of those who still questioned the rules remaining among them? Was there any jot or tittle of the rules not being observed? Had they not replaced those who questioned the rules with faithfully loyal sheep? Would he not be impressed with all the new flock members? And what about the sheepfold? With little disharmony, had they not been able to renovate the sheepfold to surpassing excellence? Even those who never darkened the entrance to the sheepfold often remarked about its magnificence. As expected, one day the shepherd did return with the lost sheep, and many other lost sheep besides. Those who had assumed leadership in his absence escorted him through the fold and all the changes they had made. But instead of him saying, "Well done, good and faithful servants," he asked only one plaintive question. "Where are my sheep?" "We are here," the leaders declared. He began calling the names of the missing with tearful voice. He had heard stories from those who had left, but he experienced reality when each name he called went unanswered. Finally, in answer to one of the names, one small sheep crept timidly from the shadows. He slowly walked to the shepherd under the reproachful gaze of the leaders. The shepherd's arms opened wide to receive the little one, but murmuring arose in the flock. The leaders said that the lamb was willful and would not follow the rules, and the shepherd should know that. It is not right to care so much about this lamb. Some of the newer sheep questioned, if the rules were so important, why did the shepherd seem willing to give this lamb a pass? Had the leaders deceived them? Some of these, who had tried so hard to please their leaders by stringent obedience, found their hearts melting as they saw the shepherd embrace the lamb. They too after a puzzled look at the leaders who misled them, ran to the shepherd, feeling an acceptance they had never experienced from the flock. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find the written version of this commentary, along with the scripture footnotes supporting some of the ideas in this commentary, at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. You can also find hundreds more commentaries, podcasts, and articles at that website, as well as a link to books by the author. Once again, that's www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your families.